koska. Thank you for the Kosava. Thank you for the cross, Lord.
I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
Thank you for the cross, Jesus, thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you.
This is what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 4 says, I'm always thanking my God for you because he has given you such free and open access to his grace through your union with Jesus. I'm going to read from the New Living Translation instead of the Passion. I always thank God for you, for the gracious gifts he has given you, now that you belong to Jesus Christ. Through him, God has enriched your church in every way, with all of your eloquent words and all of your knowledge. This confirms that what I told you about Christ is true. Now you have every spiritual gift you need as you eagerly wait for the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will keep you strong to the end, so that you will be free from all blame on the day when our Lord Jesus Christ returns. God will do this, for he is faithful to do whatever he says. And he has invited you into partnership with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Verse 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. The message of the cross is foolish to those who are headed for destruction. But we who are being saved know it is the very power of God. Wow. Car la prédication de la croix est une folie pour ceux qui périssent. Mais pour nous qui sommes sauvés, elle est une puissance de Dieu. Jesus. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent. I will frustrate. Where is the wise person? Where is the teacher of the law? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believed. Jews demand signs, Greeks demands looks for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom. Oh my goodness. Jesus. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. Father, we cling to the cross this morning. We come and acknowledge nothing else but the cross. We come in and acknowledge nothing but the cross. Nothing else. These verses are very powerful. For the wisdom of God is stronger. I want to read it again. Just want to meditate on that. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. It says, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are being perished, but to those who are being saved, it is the wisdom, the power of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. But God chose the foolish things of this world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of this world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are so that no one may boast before him. Such revelation, Lord. It is because of Jesus, because of Him we are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us the wisdom from God. That is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boast in the Lord. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom and eloquence, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. God, Father, this morning it's just like this is the verses I've been meditating on. And as we come in and soak and pray today, Lord, I just come just humbly before the cross, acknowledging that the power of the cross, when I see the cross, I see the blood that was shed. When I see the cross, I see restoration. When I see the cross, I see restitution. When I see the cross, I see healing. When I see the cross, I see joy in the Holy Ghost. When I see the cross, I see dying to self, denying selves. When I see the cross, I see a Lord that we renounce, denying everything he was, to come and take our place. When I see the cross, I see a way to Father. When I see the cross, I see redemption. When I see the cross, I see a king sitting at the right hand of Father, and a wait for the turn, Father, for the time, Father, would be like, you go get my children. When I see the cross, I see hope. There's no hopelessness in you. There's no hopelessness in your presence. When I see the cross, I see joy. I see peace. When I see the cross, I see healing. Healing, not only spiritual healing, but also see physical healing. When I see the cross, I see the sick being restored, being healed. I see the captives being delivered. When I see the cross, when I see the cross, when I look, when we focus on the cross, we get to experience the victory that the cross brings. See, on the cross, the enemy thought, he thought it was it. He thought, man, I got him. But then you say, oh, death, where's your sting? Even death itself could not hold you. Jesus Christ, our Messiah, Yeshua. And it is in the power of this cross that we stand, we come, we humble, we lay down, we kneel, Father, whatever position. But it's not in the position, it's in the heart position. It's being in the spirit and in truth. So Lord, as we enter these gates, we pass the outer courts. We go straight. When I see the cross, I can hear the words that you said, Jesus, when you said, it is finished. It is finished. So it's like time to be in bondage is done. Time for the oppressed to be free. It is time. Time to be free under the law, from the law of sin and death. Time to know you, not from what other people or a priest, but time to know you intimately. When I see the cross, I see a way for every soul to come, to enter, to encounter the glory of God. And that's the focus this morning, God. We see the cross, we see blood shedding. We see the ultimate blood that was shed to erase the sin of those who call upon the name of the Lord. It says those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So Father, this morning we call upon the name of Yeshua. We call upon the name of Jesus. God, we call upon the name of Jesus. Father, you're not looking for the crowd, but you're looking for that one heart. You're looking for that one soul. You're looking for that one sincere heart. The heart that can humbly say, I am in need of the Savior. Lord, we focus on the cross today. When I see the cross, I see the ultimate blood that was shed so we could live in victory. So we could live in victory. So we could live in victory. So we apply the blood of the Passover lamb to the doorpost of our lives, that every weapon, every strategies, Father, this is how we fight our battles. Your word says you're looking for one man, meaning you're looking for one person, not necessarily a man or a woman, but you're looking for that one person, and we more than one person here tonight. standing in the gap. Father, we're not here asking for the perishable things, but we ask, Father, that you would create in us a deeper thirst for the things of the kingdom. A deeper thirst. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that this morning you would open the eyes of our hearts. Like it says on your word, it says in the last days you would give dreams and visions. You would give dreams. Lord, I pray in the name of your Yeshua that as we sit, as we position ourselves, as I position my heart, Lord, I know in your presence vision is birth. Strength is renewed. The weak become strong. The weak become strong. The mute speak, the blind see, the blind speak, the dry bones come alive again, the dry bones comes alive again. Lord, we thank you that you are rebuilding the temple of praise. We thank you that you are rebuilding, you rebuilding the temple of praise, God. God, I thank you for angelic activities in this place. I thank you for the angels. I thank you that this place is holy ground.
When men trying to do things, we bring men result. and men results are only temporary. Men results are only temporary. But God, I know when you move. Jesus, I know when you move. I know, Holy Spirit, when you're at work. We don't have to talk. I don't have to talk. No. That's why we say, we make room.
Creator, I am the God who stood
before the world was framed. I am the first, the last, and everything between. I hold your future, who could know? Saying, don't fear, I will be your song. Sing, sing, O barren land, water is coming to the thirsty. Though you are empty, I am the well.
You are the river. Oh.
Sing, sing, O barren land. Sing, sing, O barren person. Sing, sing, O barren land. Water is coming. Keep crying now.
In your
your presence. We become tender. And right now, right, Lord, with your sight, just open my heart, open wide, open my soul to meditate. Give room to you, Holy Ghost. Let the water of your presence flow. Father, we come to realize that this is the only thing that would make the difference in our lives. So many tries, so many things. We've tried, I have tried so many things, so many other things. Water is coming to the thirsty. Water is coming to the thirsty. So Lord, we are thirsty. We are hungry. Oh yes, Father, keep us desperate. I want to remain desperate. I don't want to live a complacent life. No. Water is coming to the thirsty. And
we are desperate for you.
Father, we thank you that when you call, I hear in my spirit that the Lord's saying, you know, when you call, I answer. It's like you're always speaking, but sometimes it's either we can't see or our spiritual ears, there's so many of the voices speaking. And it just, we strain, obscured, or block. So Father, even right now in this moment, Lord, Holy Spirit, I pray that you would make us in tune with you. I pray right now that we would become, it will become so clear. When you speak, we would know. When our souls speak, we would know. And the world is yelling, screaming, but we would also be able to know. We seek right now. I mean, David, he was a mighty man. He was a humble man. He had many experiences. He was a king. But yet he said, man, one thing I desire. One thing I desire. The only thing we seek. The only thing I seek. Is to dwell be my pasture, laying at your feet, Lord, I want to dwell here forever. Dearest Father, closest friend, you're beautiful, you're beautiful. When you are, you're most beautiful. You're most beautiful. One thing I desire, only this I seek, is to dwell here forever. This will be my posture, laying at your feet. Amen.
Father, oh, closest friend. With so much stuff, with fame,
money they could never possibly spend for the rest of their life, but yet they are committed suicide. They are hopeless, they're mean, there's no joy, there's no peace. So Jesus, you know exactly what you were saying in Matthew when you said, you know, seek first the kingdom. And that's what we do. We're being intentional, Father. We thank you this morning for just giving us this opportunity just to be in your presence. We don't take it for granted, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the kingdom. But as we go and kind of, I like this moment because it just reminds me just to be aware of your presence. Let us become more aware of your presence. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. All we need is you. All we need is your kingdom. And you don't hold it for us because, you know, we come in the name of your Son and you minister to us, Lord. Thank you for the peace that's in this place, Father. Thank you for your presence that is in this place. You're the famous one here, Lord. Lord Jesus, you are the famous one. Nobody else. Nobody else has a famous name here. It's all about you. And this is all for you. I pray, Father, that you would bless my brothers and sisters who are able to join me here in the sanctuary. And Lord, even as we put this online on our websites and on the platform, Lord, I pray as people listen to this, your Holy Spirit would minister to them. Your Holy Spirit would heal them, would empower them. Your Holy Spirit would reveal himself to them. They would encounter the fire of God. You're so great, God. Just go too short. Thank you guys for joining.